This is WBAA. I'm Mike Lowitzo. Recent reports of remodeling and renovation work in the president's office at Purdue has created a stir. Some are questioning the $380,000 worth of work being done, including President-elect Mitch Daniels. What was your response to the news of this remodeling work going on in Hovde Hall?
I understand the reasons the school decided to do it, but I was very troubled that people would think that it was on my account at all. Which it wasn't. I didn't know about it in advance. I would probably not have agreed to it had I known. It was certainly not done because I was coming to the school. And I just perhaps am too sensitive on this point, but this was not a matter that I wanted either friends of Purdue or any citizen of Indiana to misunderstand. And some of the headlines, probably not the article that was written, but some of the headlines were very misleading, suggesting maybe I had something to do with it.
Some of this work was, you know, ADA compliance issues.
That's right. As I say, I understand now that it had been planned a long time. It hadn't been done in many years, as some of it was legally required. I do understand that, but I didn't want any citizen or any student or anyone else to think that it happened at my instigation or in any way was tied to my coming to the school. If I'm a little too self-conscious about that, then I plead guilty.
Did the dollar amount, strike you as a bit high?
I'm not a construction expert, but I could see how it could strike someone as high. And in fact, I have asked that any part of the work that's not already complete not be done, anything that at least it's not legally required. So perhaps the ultimate amount will be somewhat smaller, but we're going to do all we can to keep Purdue affordable for its students and to invest the dollars that we can gather from any source in making Purdue greater and in strengthening its faculty and its educational and research programs. And so I just, again, wouldn't want people to misunderstand that that's where our priorities are.
Have you gotten a response yet about your request to stop any work that hasn't been started?
Only that they'll gladly comply with that, but I don't know what they found as they went back to look.
And in the past, this kind of thing has been done at Westwood, the president's residence. A similar request there on your part, not to do anything out of the ordinary?
Right. I don't see any reason for anything to be done at Westwood at all.
Purdue President-elect and Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels, thanks for your time.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
You're listening to WBAA. I'm Mike Lowitzo.